Hey, yo. My name is Chris Johnson. Summer has wound down. I'm not too fucking happy about it. I'm a big summer guy. I live in Buffalo. A lot of people in Buffalo always talk about the seasons. Like, it's this big perk that we have living in Buffalo. Like, well, I like to have the four seasons. I don't give a shit about the seasons. I never fucking think about that. I mean, I don't really walk outside and think, like, these leaves are green. If they always stayed green, I could never fucking live here. If these leaves didn't change color, I couldn't fucking do it. Essentially, to me, that's what you're saying. If you're super into the seasons, if you actually need the seasons, why do we need the seasons? I'm fine with the seasons, but it's not a make or break point with me, is what I'm saying. It's already starting to get cold, and I'm not fucking liking that at all. It was like 40s the other night. I didn't see my balls for about 12 hours. It was so fucking cold in this apartment. But I thought I'd take the opportunity to take a look back at my summer. There's a lot of things about me now that pre-divorce Chris Johnson wouldn't recognize. I go out and I just do shit all by myself now. I never did anything like that before. I did like 5 runs this summer. Got more of those motherfuckers scheduled too. You ever want to get off your fucking ass and stop being a pussy, you can come out and do these runs with me. Provided you live in the area and you got like 20, 30 bucks to drop on these things. You can do it. I'll say hello. We can mingle at the post-race tent. I went to the aquarium a few weeks ago. All by myself. There's an aquarium in Niagara Falls and I just fucking went. And here's the sad thing. I wanted to go for weeks. I was thinking about it for weeks. I'm like, man, I gotta get to the fucking aquarium. But I was doing overtime at work. I was doing runs and shit and had some other stuff like pop up. And I'm like planning out a fucking day to drive up to Niagara Falls and go to a fucking aquarium by myself. I wanted to see the fucking sea lion show. Those motherfuckers will wave and fucking do spins and shit and balance balls on their noses and jump through fucking hoops. I had to get a fucking first-hand look. There was a lot of BO at the aquarium. A lot of BO. What the fuck is it with people not washing and cleaning themselves up before they go out? Don't you check that shit? Don't you check the pits? I'm acutely aware of how I smell at any particular time. For example, today I haven't showered yet. If I'm going out, I want to take a look. You take a couple sniffs. How do I feel? Do I feel a little scummy? I got to clean up. I don't view myself as this preppy, you know, overly fucking clean guy. Not that I don't fucking wash myself, but, you know, I mean, there are some people that are constantly washing, and they gotta be on point, they gotta put their fucking makeup on before they go out, they gotta fucking dress up before they go out. I don't think I'm that guy, but at the same time, I'm not gonna be a fucking disgusting pig when I go out either. I'm not gonna be the BO guy. And I know it's a bunch of fucking strangers, and they're not gonna fucking remember me anyway, but who gives a shit? I'm not gonna be that guy with the BO. I'm not gonna be like, hey, see that asshole with the long hair over there? He smells, stay away. I don't wanna be that guy. The last thing I want is to be that guy. One of the things I don't like when I go out, and I think I've spoke about this in a previous podcast, I don't like to see people I know when I go out. Going to the aquarium, I thought there wasn't a chance in fucking hell that I'd see anybody that I fucking recognized at all. And that's good news for me. But somebody who worked at my fucking gym was wandering around there with their fucking kid. This person would probably recognize me. I didn't want to have that awkward interaction. It's weird enough when you have an interaction with somebody that you actually have some kind of a relationship with, but when you see somebody that you kind of know or that you remember from somewhere or that you're forced to talk to, like I walk in, I scan my fucking card at the gym, this woman says hello, and I say hello. Are the same set of rules at the aquarium? Do we have to say hello? I'm going to answer that question right now. No, we don't have to say hello, but not everybody knows those rules. Not everybody abides by the same rules that I abide by. So I'm fucking by myself. And an aquarium, which is fucked up enough as it is. I'm a 35-year-old man. Everybody's wandering around with their fucking kids and shit, and I'm fucking nudging in between them so I can get a good look at the fucking fish. So I'm like avoiding this person. I even sent the text to my buddy Chops. I was like, Chops, I'm a grown man. I'm in an aquarium by myself. I have no kids. A lot of kids around. Guess what? There's somebody here that I recognize. Now I'm fucking bobbing and weaving trying to avoid somebody that I've never actually spoken to in a normal setting, just because I don't want to have a fucking odd interaction with them at a goddamn aquarium. I've got problems, and I'm aware of that. Good news, I did not run into that person, and I did see the sea lion show. During the sea lion show, there were a lot of Indian people there, people of Indian descent, the country Indian, not American Indian, or Native American, whichever fucking term you want to use for that. And I fucking set up shop for the sea lion show early. I fucking just picked a spot, and I fucking stood there for like 15 minutes before the show. Indian family descends around me. They didn't give a fuck that I was in the middle of them. I got like husband on one side, wife on the other, you know, reaching around my fucking back to clasp hands and shit. They're fucking kids, you know, bopping. I'm not moving, fellas. We're gonna watch this show together. You can go fuck yourselves. I was here. I'm going to watch the fucking sea lion show. I'm not sliding down for you fucks. Here's another sad fact. I want to go to the zoo, too. I came very close to taking a zoo trip by myself. I haven't done that yet. So far, I've avoided it. But that's on my fucking hit list. And that's going to be equally awkward. Like, when I'm out at some of these events, I'm aware of how out of place I feel and how out of place I probably am. I just don't give a shit. But I always wonder, like, what it looks like. Like, what like that fucking Indian family. What are they thinking? What's this asshole doing here? We're here with our fucking kids. We don't want to fucking be here at all. And you fucking willingly came on a fucking Saturday? You can catch me Sundays and Wednesdays. Those are the new podcast episode days. You can catch me on Twitter, too. Send me a tweet at JohnsonHate. You can send me your aquarium stories. And you can follow along on Podbean. Every single episode's on Podbean, the website or the app. Google Play, Apple Podcast as well. And a lot of people are hopping on those new fucking Facebook videos. I got the new fucking Facebook videos out.